السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومحمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام هو نبي الله وخاتم المرسلين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the messenger of Allah, the seal of all prophets and messengers of Allah. He told the message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the soul of his house, his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. Today I'd like to talk about Yawm al-Hisab, the third stage of the last day. In my previous khutbas, for those who have not attended, the last day is divided about four phases or four stages. The first one starts with blowing of the trumpet, according to which or after which everybody and everything is destroyed except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for them to stay alive. Then the second blowing of the trumpet would lead to successive stages, successive events in which human beings would come out from earth like plants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nuh, chapter 71, verse 17 of the Holy Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا. Allah has caused you to come out from earth like plants. That's where we stopped last time. And brother Sabri, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, he reminded me of a hadith from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam explaining this ayah. As Muslims, we first take the Holy Quran, the ayah, then we look for hadith to explain the ayah. And al-hadith al-sharif, narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, كل ابن آدم كل ابن آدم يأكله التراب إلا عجب الذنب منه خلق وفيه يركب. The meaning of the hadith: everything from human beings is going to be destroyed, except one part. He called عجب الذنب. Some Arabs call it عصعص. Another term. And in English, this primitive streaking, the scholars call it. I found a lot of research about it to explain this hadith. Some researchers are not Muslims, they are not aware of the hadith or the ayah completely. One of them, a German researcher, he crushed it. This piece, عجب الذنب, is the last end of what you can say human tail. At the end of the backbone, you can feel it. There is, it's really like a tail. But instead of going outside of the body, it is going curved to the inside. There is a piece in it at its end that scholars, researchers who are not Muslims, Germans, Japanese, among them. Actually, I want to mention his name, specifically the first person, and he got the Nobel Prize for his research about that. His name is Hans Spemann. Hans Spemann, a German who got the Nobel Prize for his research about this part of the human body. He called it primitive streaking, but ultimately it was called primary organizer. He crushed it and used atoms from it or parts of it, and he injected it into fetuses, and it would grow after crushing. He boiled it. And he has associates, boiling it to a great extent. And they put it in a fetus and it grew. Okay. Chinese researchers, after that, they boiled and they destroyed it. And still it would grow. They put it in the most acidic chemicals that burn anything. And still, it was alive. It has life in it. When you give it the optimal, suitable environment, it would grow. They crush it, they burned it. They put it in acids and still grow. One Yemeni researcher, Uthman Jilan in particular, his name. He and a religious leader in Yemen, they got together, Sheikh Abdul Majid Zindani, and this researcher, Uthman Jilan, They read about the research in China and the research in Germany, and they wanted to do their part. Their part was applying gas gun to it, burning it with gas gun, with gas, for 10 minutes. Then they took it to the University of Sana'a, researchers, and still they found it alive. I really can't find more support or more beautiful explanation to this great hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that everything about us will be destroyed and there is a peace out there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designed it to have all our DNA, all our characteristics with proper environment, proper rain after that, and we will be growing from earth. That's where we stopped, I think, last time. Well, today is the third stage. So the first stage was the first blowing of the trumpet, destruction in earth and heavens. Everybody's dead except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to live, whom Allah wants to live among the angels to perform tasks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. The second blowing of the trumpet would lead to this us or ajba al-dhanabi or primary organizer to start growing. And we mentioned that after we have the body, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the souls to come back to the body. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. Okay. Now the body is there and the soul is back to the brain. Then we are capable now to be accountable. We can speak now and we can stand the trial, as we say today. First, I would like to share with you some of the names Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this stage. He called it Yawm al-Hisab. This is the title, actually. In English, we say reckoning, the day of reckoning. But to be more specific in Arabic, Arab Hisab means arithmetic. You can understand it's counting. Okay, counting numbers. But arithmetic also means addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, the basic mathematical operations. These four mathematical operations will be applied in Yawm al-Hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in so many ayat in the Holy Quran that some of the hasanat, some of the good deeds, will be multiplied several folds, 7 times, 10 times, or even 700 times, as he wishes. That's multiplication. Addition, you add the more every good deed, you add it to your account. It's like we earn money, we have adding dollars to our account. This is the good deeds. Subtraction. Every bad deed takes away good deed. And actually, when people stand before their creator, they would be asking each other for rights. I said this, you said this about me, or you did this about me. I'm not satisfied until you give me some of your hasanat. So your hasanat will be subtracted. And you can add hasanat also from others who are wronging you, are victimizing you. So there is really addition, there is subtraction, there is multiplication, and there is division. You do great deeds, and you gossip on somebody, and you lie to somebody, you steal from somebody, then your hasanat are divided among people. That's Yawm al-Hisab, but basically standing trial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you, I told you to do the good things. You did? Congratulations. You didn't? Tell me why you didn't. And some of us will try to say, to make excuses. At first, we even may deny that. Some people may be in denial. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the proof. A record, complete record that doesn't leave anything. Until and they will be surprised. Oh my God, even this was written. Yes, even this was written. If you deny, your foot will testify against you. Your leg, you walk. I didn't go to that bad place. Well, your leg would say, no, we walked that place. I didn't gossip. I didn't backbite. I didn't say bad things about this person. Your tongue will say, no, we said that. Your lips will say that. Your eyes, I gazed, I looked. I didn't look. No, your eyes will be testifying. Your hand that did this or did that will also testify. That's Yawm al-Hisab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also described it as Yawm al-Din, basically, the day of debt. We pay debts. He described it as Yawm al-Azifa, the near event. It's going to happen. Once we stand a trial, it will happen. It's also Yawm al-Wa'id. All these are in the Holy Quran, description of that stage. Yawm al-Wa'id, it's the promised day of punishment. Al-Yawm al-Maw'ud, the promised day. It's for believers, it's the promised day for rewards and the good results. And for the wrongdoers, the non-believers, it's Yawm al-Wa'id, it's the day of punishment. It's also Yawm al-Jam'. It's the gathering day. Everybody will be there. Nobody would be left underground. We'll be up there. It's Yawm al-Jam'. And it is al-Ghashiyah. It is the event that touches all people. Taghsha, kullu nas. Nobody will be excused. There is no exception. It's also Yawm al-Talaq. It's the day of meeting. It's the day of encountering. When people yaltaqi, that's the Arabic verb, to meet each other. We will, sometimes somebody wrongs you. Somebody may victimize you and he or she disappear all your life. They went somewhere. I don't know where they go. How can I get my right from them? In this life, you may not be able to. Your government, if they are in another country, they are out of reach. There, they will be there. It's Yawm al-Talaq. God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will bring them to you. It's also Yawm al-Tanad. This is the day of calling. The angels call us one by one. That's Yawm al-Tanad. That's calling. Also, people will call each other, call relatives. And people of paradise and people of the hellfire, they will be calling each other. People of paradise, they will be asking people of the hell, we have seen what Allah has promised us. Have you guys seen what God has promised? And they will be calling each other. It's also Yawm al-Fasl. Al-Fasl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives the judgment and when He separates the believers, يَفْصِلْهُمْ from non-believers. It's also يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ, accusation, the day of accusation about cheating. You cheated me. No, you cheated me first. Everybody is trying to accuse the other. Yes, there was a wrongdoing happening. You cheated me. You caused this to happen. No, you caused this to happen. The two parties. Exchanging accusations. The day of exchanging accusation. It's also al-haqqa. It is the event of rights. This is when rights are going to be implemented. People are going to attain their rights. And especially the believers, the good people. It's also Yawm al-Faza' al-Akbar for the non-believer. It is the day of the greatest horror when people discover that they are losers and they are going to be punished. For them, it's the day of the greatest horror. It's also At-Tammatul Kubra. It's also a term in the Holy Quran. The greatest calamity. the tyrants, the oppressors on earth, they will find that they will be a loser or losers in the hereafter. And for them, it is a tammat al-kubra that they did not pay attention that this life is just very short. And they lost the opportunity to do good. And it's also yawmul khulud. And it is the day of eternity, the everlasting life in paradise for the believers and for good people. And it is the hellfire and punishment for those who willfully rejected the message of Allah to humanity. Some of the descriptions of the Day of Reckoning. In Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 47, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in that day when people stand the trial, the smallest, he said, مثقال حبة من خردل. This is the mustard seed. If you are not familiar with mustard seed, it's the lightest kind of seeds you can imagine. Even that weight of good or evil will be held accountable for. Even that weight of goodness you will be rewarded for. And that lightest ever weight of bad deed a person would be or may be punished for. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the ultimate reckoner, the ultimate accountant. And in Surah Al-Zalzala, this is chapter 99, verses 6 to 8, يقول عز وجل يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. In this verse, instead of حبة خردل, mustard weight of seed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the term dharra. And the English translation is atom. Even an atom weight of goodness, it is counted for you. And even an atom weight of bad deed, it's counted against you. It is the day when people, that's the day when you, whoever wronged you in this life, will be summoned for you. No matter how high ranking he or she is, no matter where they went. This is Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39 of the Holy Quran, verse 3. ثم إنكم يوم القيامة عند ربكم تختصمون. In that day, you will be in front of your Lord disputing the charges. And in Surah Al-Sajda, this is chapter 32, verse 25 of the Holy Quran, يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن ربك هو يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Allah will judge among them in the day of rising about whatever they have been disputing each other. People are going to be given their books. Everyone would have a book. A detailed book. This is in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 49. يقول عز وجل ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها، ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا، ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. When the books are given to people, the criminals, the bad guys, will have pity for themselves. Why? Because as they are looking, they find every detail they have ever experienced on earth of their bad deeds, it's there. And it is present in front of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be unjust to anybody. This is what you did, and here it is in front of you. This is what the verse says.
يَوْمَ نَدْعُو كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا.
This is how the books are given, are going to be distributed among people. The angels will be given the books. This ayah is telling us about those who will be given their books with their right hands. So the angel will come and say, here it is, hold your, lift your right hand, take your book. This is a signal you are among the ones who are going to be happy. You are among the winners.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُّ أَقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ.
This is Al-Haqqah, chapter 69, verse 19. Whoever is given his book in his right hand, he can't wait, and he says, let me read my book. I'm in a hurry, I want to read. Because the signal has been given. You are given in your hand, you are a winner from the beginning. You're known.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابِيَ.
الحاقه also chapter 69 verse 25. Then those who are given their books in their left hands, they say, I wish if I have never been able to read this book. Once he or she is given that in their left hand, they know that they have been accumulating bad deeds.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا.
Whoever has been given his book in his right hand, his accountability, his trial would be yasir, easy.
وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا.
And he will go back to his people, to his family, to his relative, his friend, happy. This is Al-Inshiqaq, chapter 84, verses 7 to 9. And in Al-Inshiqaq, verses 10 to 12, the other party.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا.
A third category, so one category, the believers who will be happy and winners will be given their books in their right hand. The other ones in their left hands, and a third group behind their back. The angel will come to them, not even from the beginning, from the back. Whoever is given his book behind her back, his back or her back, and he will be devastated. And he or she will be, their destination is the hellfire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. What if they are disputing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in Surah An-Nur, chapter 24, verse 24.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
That day, their tongues will be testifying against their hands will be testifying against them, and their legs will be testifying against them. Their tongues with what they spoke, their hands what they earned or struck, and their legs that took them to the places of ma'asiyah, of disobedience. يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهُمُ اللَّهُ دَيْنَهُمْ الْحَقِّ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ. At that day, they will be getting their right punishment. And Allah is the right, is the clear right. And in Yasin, chapter 36, verse 65, يقول عز وجل اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Those who deny charges, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will close their mouths. Okay, you deny charges? I don't want you even to speak. Let's listen here. Then their hands would speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands will speak to us. Your mouth doesn't want to speak the right thing. Okay, fine. Other body parts will speak the right. وَتَشْهَدْ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. And their legs will be testifying. Concerning mathematics or arithmetic, addition, subtraction, multiplication and division, the ayat, the verses about that. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلِ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مَائَةَ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. This is Al-Baqarah 261, the second chapter of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example says, the example of those who spend in the sake of Allah is like the example of a seed of wheat or barley or corn, grains. This seed gives fruits of seven cones, staples, seven. And each one of them has 100 seeds. So multiply 7 times 100 is 700. So the good deed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with your good deed. He is going to, inshallah, multiply it by 700 times of rewards. That's about multiplication. Doubling. There is an ayah about doubling. An-Nisa 4:4. Nisa chapter 4, verse 4. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفُهَا وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ لَدُنْهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to be unjust even for, like he said in many verses, like a weight of an atom. And if it is a good deed, he will double it. This verse is just about one double. And he, if he wishes, he will give a great reward. In Surah Al-An'am, this is verse chapter 6, verse 160. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. Whoever comes with a good deed, he will be given 10 folds of rewards. وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. But a bad deed will be punished only by its weight. In Surah Al-Ra'd, this is chapter 13, verse 22, يقول عز وجل وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that a good deed may remove, erase actually, يَدْرَؤُونَ. You erase the bad deed. And it should be a practice. Every time we discover we made something wrong, we should quickly follow it with something good to erase it. In Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28 verse 54 يقول عز وجل أولئك يؤتون أجرهم مرتين بما صبروا ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. About the believers who are doing good deeds, they will be given their reward twice. And with every good deed, they will avoid the punishment of the bad deed. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, chapter 28, verse 84, he says, من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون. Whoever comes to Allah on the day of judgment with hasana, with good deed, he will be given better than that. And whoever comes with a bad deed, he will be punished or she will be punished with equal to what they did. And nobody is going to be judged or tried on basis of anything else other than what they did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us among those who will get their books in their hands, the winners, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who realize the greatness of Allah, who multiplies so many times until 700 times what we do in this life, in fact, for ourselves and for our families and for our communities. And ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة. Ask Allah and you are certain He will answer you, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. I would like before closing to, on your behalf, to thank the fifth board of the Dalton Islamic Center. They have done a great job in maintaining the masjid and maintaining the center. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for the good deeds they have done. It's time, it's energy, it's responsibility. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable the new board to do their job as best as they can. As I told you last Friday or Friday before, the names of the board are there. But we added Brother Imad Bakhit as assistant to the treasurer. So when you see him working about the money, he is an officer of the board. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم اجعل مثوانا الجنة يا أرحم الراحمين نحن وعائلاتنا وأولادنا وأبائنا وأمهاتنا. أمين. اللهم أنزل سلامك ورحمتك على الأرض كلها وخاصة على بلاد المسلمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامة الصلاة قامة الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah of the Prophet. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
لإلاف قريش إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.